This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the Federal Reserve meeting on interest rates starting in a few minutes, with an announcement tomorrow, there's new data on housing prices this morning. The Case-Shiller data from 20 U.S. metro areas is in, covers the month of May, and while prices rose 5.2% year-on-year, that is below expectations. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has more.
A lot's going right in the housing market, including low mortgage rates, plus plenty of pent-up demand from older folks ready to downsize and younger folks paying high rent now ready to buy. There's just one problem, says Danielle Hale at the National Association of Realtors, not enough homes for sale.
For over a year, we've seen inventories lower every single month. And when you have not enough inventory and a substantial amount of demand in the market, what you see is prices increase.
In fact, prices have now topped their pre-housing bubble highs in hot markets like Denver, Portland, and Charlotte. So how come builders aren't putting up as many new homes as they can? Here's Robert Dank at the National Association of Home Builders.
They're having a lot of trouble meeting the increasing demand with the supply of developed lots and skilled labor.
And after the Great Recession, he says builders are still super cautious about developing big subdivisions for fear they'll get burned again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.